With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Secretary of State Rubio took a tour today of the U.S.-led center in Israel, overseeing the fragile Gaza ceasefire. The administration, meanwhile, continues to work to set up an international security force for the territory. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky set to meet European leaders today in London.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is due in London Friday for talks with 24 European leaders. They've all pledged military help to protect Ukraine from future Russian aggression if a ceasefire stops the war. The meeting, hosted by British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, is also due to discuss ways of helping protect Ukraine's power grid from Russia's attacks as winter approaches. They'll also talk about enhancing Ukraine's air defences and supplying Kyiv with longer-range missiles that can strike deep inside Russia. Lawrence Brooks, London.
President Trump is predicting a successful trade result in his upcoming sit-down with the Chinese president.
I think when we finish our meetings in South Korea, China and I will have a really fair and really great trade deal together.
The two leaders are scheduled to meet at a regional summit in South Korea. He leaves for Asia tonight. Social Security recipients can look forward to a little something extra in their checks next year.
The Social Security cost of living increase will go up 2.8% in 2026, which translates to an average increase of more than $56 for retirees every month. The benefits increase will go into effect starting in January. The cost of living adjustment for retirees and disabled beneficiaries is financed by payroll taxes collected from workers and their employers. Recipients got a 2.5% cost of living boost in 2025, 3.2% increase in 2024. Rich Thomason, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 570 points. This is SRN News. Congress receives a very important letter.
It comes from Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America and has been signed by more than 100 other pro-life organizations. The letter calls on Republican lawmakers to stop taxpayer-funded abortions from being granted via Obamacare. As Susan B. Anthony puts it, quote, "The more Washington funds abortions, the more unborn children lose their lives. This pro-life Congress must not extend the Obama-Biden legacy of taxpayer-funded abortion." Michael Harrington reporting.
The Minnesota Supreme Court has ruled in favor of a male weightlifter who wants to compete against women. The court found that USA Powerlifting's policy that had barred J.C. Cooper from competing in its women's division is discrimination under the Minnesota Human Rights Act. However, the justices sent part of the case back to a lower court to determine whether USA Powerlifting has a legitimate business purpose for excluding Cooper. This is SRN News. President Trump is taking focus away from San Francisco.
President Trump is backing off plans for a surge of federal agents into San Francisco. The announcement comes as protesters gathered outside a Coast Guard station near San Francisco.
San Francisco is on the rise.
Mayor Lurie says he welcomes the continued partnership with the federal government to get drugs off the street.
But having the military and militarized immigration enforcement in our city will hinder our recovery.
Governor Gavin Newsom's office said on X, President Trump is finally, for once, listened to reason. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Tesla is recalling more than 63,000 Cybertrucks in the U.S. That's because the front lights are too bright, and that can cause a distraction. And that, of course, increases the risk of a collision, even though at this point the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says that there are no reports of injuries. More on these stories at srnnews.com.